Hello, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. I have an innate distrust of my heart's desires. They're usually selfish and all about my comfort and well-being. Yet the psalmist declares that God will grant me my heart's desires. Maybe there's a contextual problem here. In an individualistic, materialistic society, it's difficult not to become wrapped up in self-indulgence. My horizons are very often established around what I determine is in my best interests. This, of course, is not God's way. Jesus taught that our interests are first to be directed toward God, and then to the other. There is an established framework for this heart's desire equation. Listening to God must begin with my implicit trust in God. For example, I won't follow the advice of someone I don't trust. The quality of our friendship with God can be measured by the degree to which we trust God. Obviously, such trust can only grow to the degree to which we invest faith in God, and that's in part a product of our experience, or more particularly, the perspective we hold on all such experience. The perspective is again subject to how we discern God beyond our initial emotional and cognitive response to our circumstances. If our perspective is jaundiced for any reason, it's unlikely we shall take much delight in God. The psalmist indicates under such a perspective that our heart's desires are unlikely to be realized. Again, the only way we can take delight in God is to commit everything we are, have, and hope for into God's hands. In my younger days, I served God with certain seen and unseen reservations. In practice, I wasn't all in. Despite my declaration of commitment, I was holding back for fear that God might let me down, or I wanted a backup plan and to exercise control over aspects of my life. As I've experienced life's many ups and downs, I've reached the place where I've surrendered everything to God as far as I can see. I'm no less subject to anxiety, but I do have a perspective that trusts God despite those anxieties. Consequently, I can now listen to God with greater clarity because my mind's made up. I'm all in with God. Despite my ongoing uncertainties, I choose to set those to one side, even as I acknowledge their reality. So I sense what God is indicating and I adopt it. I've little to restrain me, and I've made an internal commitment to follow regardless of the consequences. I'm not reckless, just true to the decision I know I've chosen to take. As we enter into the God space today, review the basis for your heart's desire. Is it framed within God's kingdom agenda or located too firmly within this world? There's nothing wrong with the material world. It's simply a question of obeying God's way. Amen. Often we fear being charged for being over-spiritual. Such charges may simply be the means by which others excuse themselves and seek to dull the voice of God, both to themselves and to us. Now please do write to me, micah.jazz@premier.org.uk, with your questions, insights, comments, so we can learn together. And I'll write back as soon as I can and in confidence. And also join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. But for now from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.